Cyber Crimes, Crimes Without Borders, page 25. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 4 and 6, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn about cybercrime from paragraph 1? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. How criminals take advantage of weak security systems. 2. How much money was stolen from the Bangladesh bank? 3. Why online banking is becoming more common? 4. Why banks need stronger buildings than in the past? 5. When the Bangladesh bank robbery took place? 6. Why cybercriminals only steal from banks? 2. How do cyber attacks avoid detection? Paragraph 2. Complete the sentence by 3. According to Thomas, what makes it difficult for authorities to locate cybercriminals? Lines 13 to 15. 4. How does the GDPR try to prevent cybercrime? Paragraph 3. 1. By ensuring organizations protect people's personal information. 2. By imposing large fines and strict penalties on cybercriminals. 3. By requiring businesses to only work with international companies. 4. By punishing criminals who don't follow the law. 5. According to paragraph 3, how do we know the GDPR has been successful? Complete the sentence. These penalties have motivated many banks to 6. According to Thomas, what makes it difficult to enforce laws against cybercriminals? Paragraph 4. The fact that 1. Cybercriminals do not admit to committing crimes. 2. Cybercriminals keep moving from one country to another. 3. Cybercriminals exploit legal differences between countries. 4. Cybercriminals are rarely punished by their own governments. 7. What does Thomas explain in lines 33 to 36? Complete the sentence. What will happen unless? 8. How does multi-factor authentication work? Paragraph 5. Complete the sentence. Users